Hey, how do you do? In our last podcast, we talked about why a sales development representative position is an excellent choice for someone that is starting out in sales. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about my favorite topic, perks. What salary should I ask for as a sales development representative? Remuneration for an SDR role can vary depending on location, industry, and experience level. So for someone that is in USA, they're going to earn higher than someone that is in Malaysia. Same applies for the industry that you are in. So if you're in tech, you are going to earn more than someone that is in e-commerce. And also for experience, if you're a fresh graduate, you're not going to earn more than someone who has 2 years working as an SDR. However, as a general rule, SDRs who are just starting out in their careers can expect to earn a base salary of around $36,000 to $60,000 per year, with a potential for commission and bonuses based on performance. It's important to note that remuneration for an SDR role can also be influenced by factors such as the size and location of the company, the complexity of the sales process, and the scope of the SDR responsibilities. It's always a good idea to research salary ranges for SDR roles in your area and industry, so you can have a realistic understanding of what you can expect to earn as an SDR. You can also use this information to negotiate your salary and ensure that you are being compensated fairly. Overall, as an SDR role, can offer a competitive and rewarding career path for sales professions. Now, and with the potential for growth and progression, it can be an excellent starting point for those looking to build a career in sales. So I hope this helps you to make an informed decision on whether you should pursue this career of a sales development representative. So thank you.